Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jared Klein. He is the House Representative for House District 78 from Keota as we talk about the adjournment of the recent Iowa legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. The session just wrapped up actually last week, in fact, and I wanted to get your Reader's Digest version of kind of the session that was and some of the notable things that you guys accomplished.
As you said, we wrapped session up last Friday, early evening. Probably for me in 6 years, this is the earliest we've ever been done, and still we were a little bit over time. But I think it just really solidifies some of the things we've been pushing on for my 6 years in Des Moines that are finally really setting in. Probably one of the biggest accomplishments we walked away with again this year was that we're not going to spend more than we take in. And we held true to that again this year. We maintained our budget principles of not spending one-time money for ongoing expenses as well as not exceeding our revenues. So with that in mind, we were still able to accomplish a number of notable things that got sent down to the governor. One of the biggest ones is we increased education spending again this year. This year, we increased it by $135 million, which accounted for 77% of our total new revenue. We also got coupling done again this year, which was a big thing early in session. People were worried about whether they were going to be able to deduct accelerated depreciation on their state taxes like we had done all previous years. We got that done early, which was nice to get out of the way before folks had to file their taxes. We passed some unprecedented oversight for Medicaid. As everybody knows, we're transitioned into this private system that the governor's directed us to do. And in light of that, what we came up with was some significant oversight. Bottom line is we're monitoring this transition, making sure the consumers are protected, that their outcomes are monitored and transparent, and that there's integrity within the system. So we got that accomplished in our final hours. We also got a new office started in Department of Public Safety to address human trafficking. That was something I was happy to work with our senator on. Senator Kinney and I worked on that one to get it established and to get the funding put in place. We also got some significant movement getting our opioid bill down to the governor, which was providing some overdose delaying measures to the public and the first responders. That's a big deal, especially if you're hearing about the battles going on in Dubuque and Davenport right now with heroin. That's significant there. We got some criminal justice reforms in there as well this year, allowing some more discretion on nonviolent offenders and things like that. So that's the kind of the 50,000-foot view of what we were able to get done this year and the time we had.
You were actually able to get some other bills of yours along in two committees and wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things that you worked on in the last couple weeks of the session since we last spoke.
As some people know, I managed the 2014 bill that legalized cannabis oil for children with intractable epilepsy. When you talk about the cannabis oil, the thing to remember is you're looking at 3% or less THC values. Really, it doesn't cause a high like you do with your typical marijuana. So I did that in 2014. And then again, in the last week this year, we came out with a new proposal on the House side. I floor managed the bill. A colleague of mine was floor managing the amendment. And what we were attempting to do was to recognize things that are happening within medicine and science, and also looking at some of our surrounding states. So what we were trying to do is actually match up a little bit with Minnesota law. And the biggest difference was why we expanded who could get it to folks like multiple sclerosis and Crohn's disease and some other areas. One of the big holding points is on distribution and production within the state. So what we recognized is in communication with Minnesota, their dispensaries that they had started last year were not able to cash flow because they just don't have the number of patients to qualify. So what we were trying to do was to say, hey, let's let Minnesota be the distributor, and our people can go there as well as any of the other surrounding states that did allow it. But let's look at Minnesota so that our folks in the northern part of the state can go north, get the product, and come back in without fear of state prosecution on either side of the line, bearing in mind it is still federally illegal. I've seen firsthand children with epilepsy get the product and turn around. It is truly, it's hard to ignore some of that when you see it firsthand with these kids and what happens and the change they undergo. And we do have one of them locally as well. So we have constituents in the area that this is very important to as well. So we tried to do that. Unfortunately, the bill failed on the floor. The Democrat Party decided to lock up against it because they wanted more than we were able to deliver. bearing in mind the governor's still on shaky grounds. There is no clear path. There is also not necessarily input from other groups prior to the last week that we were trying to get taken care of. So ultimately, the bill failed. But where we are is we have moved the ball down the field. The public safety chairman has already announced that he is going to form a group in the interim that will be looking at and developing specific language to deal with this issue next year. And that task force is going to be made up of members of both parties that are experts and have dealt with this issue for several years now, myself included. So I will likely be floor managing the bill again next year as we start out the process. This year it started in a different committee and didn't get the public safety committee through there. So now we're going to put the public safety committee in the driver's seat. We're going to try to tackle this issue working with healthcare professionals, pharmacists, law enforcement, absolutely, county attorneys. We're going to have as many people at the table as we possibly can to work through all the details of who gets it, how can they get it, transportation, distribution, production, drug testing of people that are doing the producing and distributing. All these different pieces to go into play is what we're already talking about. So why we officially adjourned last Friday night, Saturday morning, my phone is ringing already with people wanting to start getting prepared for next year. So I think that's also a good sign on that specific topic.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Jared Klein, House Representative 78 from Keota, as we speak about the adjournment of the recent legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Nate Goner with KCII News.